Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Prayer Hour. My name is Trina, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and I'll be your host tonight on Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. This is our 1,349th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. This is where God is adored and reverenced, Jesus Christ is worshiped, and the Holy Spirit is welcomed. Again, thank you for tuning in. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. What a holy God we serve. We just come tonight and standing with one, and oh God, we just come tonight, God, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you all the praise that's due your name. God, we just thank you for what you're doing this year. We thank you for what you're going to do in 2021. So if you want to call in tonight with a praise report or a prayer request, feel free to call in. The number is 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and be placed into the queue. Or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Again, welcome to the hour of prayer. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, we enter into your courts with praise. God, we enter into your rainbow shanda. God, we come tonight, God, to lay all on the altar. God, you are a good God. You are a holy God. You are a merciful God. You are a forgiving God. You are a loving God. And you are a promising keeping God. So, God, we come tonight standing with Imware Boshanda. God, we come tonight standing in unity. We come tonight, God, with one accord. God, your word is true, God. You said if two or three are gathered in my name, that you are in the midst. So God, I know there's more than two or three that are gathered on the airway tonight. And God, we believe you do a great and mighty things, oh God. God, you said if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask of the Father, it shall be done. So God, we all touch and agree, God. We believe you for miracles. We believe you for signs and wonders. We believe you're going to do a new thing, oh God. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we come tonight to give you back your word. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will last forever. So, God, we invite you into our midst to do whatever you want to do, God. You called us to prayer, Lord. You said my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sin and heal the land, God. This world needs a healing, God. America needs a healing, God. Every continent, every country, oh, Lord. Oh, God. We come, Lord. We come first in humility, Lord. We come to ask when you, oh, God, there's any sin that we committed, God. We should let it go down under the blood of Jesus the Christ. God, we've done anything. anything to offend our brother, and we've done anything to offend our sister, and we've done anything to offend you, God, let it go down in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. You said we can bear able Shanda. God, we praise you, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. God, we know that in your word, God, your word is true. If we confess our sins, God, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, there's none right, there's no one perfect, Lord. God, we all stand in need of a Savior. We all stand in need of the blood. Because you said the one thing we said we sin, we have not sinned. We are a liar. The truth is not in us. So God, wash us. Wash us, Lord. Make us clean. Clean us a pure heart, Lord. We want to be pleased in your sight. Hallelujah. So we come tonight, God, because we know we ask you for cleansing. So we know you're going to hear this prayer, oh God. So God, we lift up right now before your throne our spiritual leaders. God, you know all about them. God, you call them. You call them by name. You covered them in their mother's womb. Yes, God, some just went on their own, God, but then you sent some, God. God, those you call, Lord, cover them in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, those that you call, God, give them the power from on high, Lord, as they preach the gospel, things are changed. As they preach the word of God, shackles are broken, God. As they preach the word of God, the door of his power will be able Sunday. God, they need you, Lord. Every shepherd that you called, Lord. Every shepherd, God. Every shepherd. God, we have Pastor Toy right now. God, meet her needs in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. God, she's a pastor on this vision, God, on this board, Lord. God, work in her the work that you called her to in the name of Jesus the Christ. And while you're doing it, God, meet her every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing. Great are your wonders, marvelous in our eyes, God. God, we have Pastor Majette, God. Me, Pastor Barbara, me, Pastor Bruce, me. God, all the pastors, Lord, you know all about them. And God, those who want the front lines, Lord, those who want the airway to have a platform, God, on TV, God, down the wire, you and the 20 of them shot at Bobo Sunday. God, in the name of Jesus, God, raise them up to do a work for you in the end time, God. As we're leaving out of 2020, Lord, as we go into 2021, God, take them higher in you, Lord. Those who are for real, God, elevate them. But God, those who have a long order, God, you know all about that, God. You know, you see all things. Get your glory, God. Every pastor, Lord. Every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every deacon, every elder, everybody that makes up the body of Christ, the fivefold Shanda, the fivefold ministry, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest, God, you know all about the body of Christ. You see everything. Your eyes look to it, to behold it clearly. Oh, God, we need you like never before. God, be with the body of Christ, all the mothers in Zion that are weeping between the porch and the altar, God. You hear their prayer. Every father that's praying, God, you hear their prayer. God, keep them covered in the blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The whole body of Christ, oh God. Your intercessors everywhere. Your missionaries all around the globe, God. Every continent, Lord. There's no language where their voice is not heard. Oh, God, oh, move like only you can, Lord. We're doing this for you, God. We're doing the evil Sunday. We're standing in the gap right now, God. Purpose Kingdom never stands in the gap right now, Lord. As we pray, Lord, as we come before your throne, Lord, with humility, God, we come seeking your evil Sunday. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Elohim. There's no God like El Shaddai. You are the true and living God. Your heart goes to and from to behold your creation. Tonight we pray for the spiritual leaders. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the cure. But God, remember those who are in authority, God, in their land, in the earth. God, remember every president, God, every vice president, Lord, every ambassador, every prime minister, every king, Lord, everyone that's in earthly leadership, God, you know all about them. You see all things. Oh, God, move like only you can. Have your way in the name of Jesus, the Christ. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. And, God, those who are grieving today, those who are heavy-hearted, Lord, heavy-laden, Lord, let them take your yoke upon them and learn of you, Lord. Those who are heavy-laden, God, those who are pressed on every side, Lord, God, we press in for them, God. Touch them, Lord. Those who are mourning because they lost loved ones, God, comfort them like only you can. You are the God of all comfort. Oh, God. Oh, God, move up the land, Lord. God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, great is your faithfulness. You're concerned about their pain. You're concerned about their hurt. You're concerned about their mourning. Oh, Lord, touch them like only you can. Oh, God, they need you, Lord. And, God, those who need the healing in their body, God, you can heal any disease. You can heal any plague, oh, God. There's nothing bigger than you. There's no disease bigger than you. Oh, God, those who believe, God, there's healing in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, you can heal diabetes. You can heal high blood pressure. You can heal schizophrenia. You can heal multiple sclerosis. You can heal HIV. You can heal AIDS, oh God. You can heal cancer. You can heal kidney disease or renal failure. God, you can heal acid gerd and reflux, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh God, Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. God, you desire to heal your people. Oh God, you can heal tumors, Lord. Oh God, you can heal. Send forth your healing in the name of Jesus. You are faithful, God, to all those who believe. Oh God. We thank you for healing. Oh, there's a wave, God. Holy Bushanti. God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. And God, those who feel lonely tonight, God, you said you'll be that friend that sticks closer than a brother, oh God. Oh God, you'll be that friend to them that they stand in need of, Lord. Oh God, you can do, you can still feel able, you can feel able, shot. Oh God, move like only you can. Move like only you can, oh God. And God, those who are incarcerated, Lord, go through the prisons. Send your word through the prisons, God. After COVID-19 is over, Lord, even while oh, let it go, Shande. Yes, God. You're concerned about those who are behind the prison walls, Lord. And not just physically, but in their minds behind prison walls, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, you rebo Shanda. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh, God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, even though, Rebo, no matter what it looks like, God, our eyes are on you. God, our eyes are stayed on you. We believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You are faithful, God. You keep your promises. You are not man that you shall lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. You are God. Oh, God, we praise you. You are faithful to those who believe, oh, God. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we praise you, Lord. and God, every host on Purpose Kingdom Network. God, they didn't even ask for the prayer request, God, but you gave it to me. So I ask you to touch their body, Lord. Touch them like only you can, though, God. Touch your God, able Shonda. You're bigger, God. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing, Lord. Oh, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. And those who are in need of a financial miracle, Lord. God, so many people are depending on the government, God, for the stimulus check, Lord, but you're bigger than that, God. You can touch hearts, God. You cause men to give unto people's bosoms, Lord. You can use people, God. You said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And as rivers of water, you tell yourself, you will, God. Lord, you see the need. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Show up for them. Show them that you are God. Oh, God, you're bigger than the government. You're bigger than the White House. Oh, God, you're bigger. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, you can do miracles. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. God, those who are in jeopardy of losing their houses, God. Lord, give them the money that they need for their rent, God. Don't let them be homeless, God. God, there's already too many people homeless, God. People are homeless right now, Lord. Yes, God. Oh, God. God, we praise you. God, remember the homeless, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, let those who are wealthy continue to give, Lord, out of their bounty, oh, God. Oh, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we thank you for hearing this prayer. God, go to the nursing homes, Lord, and the hospitals, God, because the nurses are on the front line during this COVID, during this pandemic, God. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. God, you see the late hours that they put in, God. They're not even away from their families, Lord. But God, you are the rewarder. You are rewarding them, God. Yay, Boshunday. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the turnaround for this country. God, we believe you, Lord. Because you still have those who are praying, God. You still have those who are weeping between the foot and the other, God, for change. You've seen all the Arebo. You've seen it, God. Now it's time for Arebo. Oh, God. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' precious name. There's no name like Jesus. There's no name like Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Father. We praise you. In that matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord amen. God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Again, amen. If you have a prayer request or a testimony or even a word of encouragement, feel free to call in. Again, the number is 319-527-6091 and press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Amen. We're going to now be ministered to and sung by our very own Sister Adrian Allen. Amen.
I know the odds look stacked against you, and it seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout. But the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. 'Cause I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. But God came and spoke these words to me. He said, praise will confuse the enemy. So I started singing, I started clapping, I started dancing. People were laughing, 'cause they knew my problems, 'cause they knew my pain. But I knew that God would take it away, 'cause tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. The folks without homes live out in them streets, and the drug habits some say that they just can't beat. With muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But he'll be your protection every step of your way. So we got to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And God provides. So why do we worry about our lives, mm-hmm, when he's come to our rescue 1,000 times? Every other voice, it is a lie. God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. But now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say if there's no food to eat. Or what you see is what this life will be. Or will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To He has done, for the victory He has won. To God be the glory, 'cause 2020, it is done. Amen. Hallelujah, God. I apologize, but you know I love you, and it's the end of the year. So my prayer and my prayer request is that you keep me, the Purpose Kingdom family, my ATS University family, and all of us well, safe, so that we can begin to change this world one smile at a time. I love you, sister. Thank you so much for loving me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We love you, too, at Purpose Kingdom Network. Thank you for ministering song. It was so timely. Amen. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Again, I just want to thank everyone who's on the line tonight for tuning in to the Hour of Prayer. You know, we are to always pray, but this is the Hour of Prayer that, you know, we have set aside to come together. And our theme is A Little Talk with Jesus, and this is our prayer hour. So again, if anyone has a prayer request and a testimony or just wanting to be encouraged through the Purpose Kingdom Network, again, feel free to give us a call at area code 319-527-6091. Press number 1, you'll be placed into the queue. Or you can go on the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Amen. Now, I always wanted to give a scripture during our hour of prayer. I know this is the hour of prayer, but, you know, I just want to share the scripture with you tonight. Amen. And it's found in Joshua, the 3rd chapter, and this is the King James Version. And I'm going to be reading. I'll start at the first verse and read down to 10, I believe. Okay, again, this is the King James Version, Joshua, the 3rd chapter. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee and the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. If I could just encourage you tonight, it would be just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, we always say that, you know, you hear it all the time. Stand still
and watch God move. Stand still and watch God work. Stand still and watch God move in your favor. Hallelujah. You know, I just wonder, in this book of Joshua, you know, the whole Bible is just amazing. You know, it really is. You know, the Bible is given to us. You know, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. But when we talk about Joshua, there was some very good strength that Joshua had. And even his name, Joshua, means Yahushua, which means deliverer. Amen. And in the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua teaches fulfillment of God's promises to Israel. It depended on their cooperation. They had to keep the law in order to receive the blessings of God. You know, the blessings of victory and inheritance and provision, peace and rest, all came to them as they obeyed God. Amen. Now, you know, just to give you a little background about Joshua, Joshua, we know he was Moses' successor, right? And also Joshua was one of the 12 spies that Moses had sent into Canaan to spy out the land, right? Now, if you remember the story, how that only Joshua and Caleb believed the word of God and the promise of God, they could overtake the land, amen? But the rest of them, they doubted, okay? God had told Moses to send them out just to spot the land, then go over into the land to conquer it. But again, as I said, only Joshua and Caleb believed that they could overtake the promised land, okay? They believed that what God told them and what God showed them that it was going to happen. But then again, it was them other spies. When they came back, they were talking negative. They were like, oh, no, they are too big. They will kill us. Even if you were to take time to read this, you know, when those other spies spoke about that, they spread doubt throughout the camp. Amen? They spread discord. They did not promote unity. You know, we know that in the Word of God, even it says, in unity there is strength. But because they had breathed so much contempt, you know what? They weren't even able to enter into the promised land. Well, sister, why are you saying this? Because you know what? We cannot let anybody discourage us from what God has promised us. Amen. You know, they had got so bad that how they even wanted a new leader, and they even wanted to kill Joshua and Caleb. You know, some people don't even like us because of our faith in God. Did you know that? I'm sure you know that. People don't even like us because some of us even look like Christ, or we even talk like Christ. They don't like it. The world doesn't like it. But you know what? I like the fact that they don't like us, because that means that we're doing something right. Amen. Praise the Lord. But here, even in this, so when it talks about how that when Joshua had, they had walked through the camp and they told the people that they had to keep their eyes on the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant, it held the Ten Commandments. And you know, the Ten Commandments, they were sacred, amen? You know, they were held in the Ark, and nobody couldn't touch the Ark. Only certain people could bear the Ark, and they were the Levites and the priests, because they had to have a certain life. They had to be holy before God, amen? But even in that, you know, even with the law, people couldn't keep the law. We can't keep the law of the day. That's why Jesus Christ had to come to shed his blood, because we couldn't keep the law. You know, it amazes me how that, you know, in the law, it was saying that thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You know, when you look at the world today, and I can't help but even go to politics, you know, how they can lie and say any old thing that they want to say. But you know what? It's so ironic that how that when the citizens, how when we are caught on the stand, witness stand, and if we tell a lie, it's called perjury. If you can go to jail. You see how that flip-flops? That shouldn't be so. Everybody should be held accountable to the same thing, and that is only by the blood of Jesus the Christ. Nobody can keep the law. We can't. That's why we need Jesus Christ. Amen? So So here, when we was talking about how they had to stand back, they couldn't get close to the ark. They weren't able to get too close to it. Because you know what? I forgot who that person was. But in reading this, I remember how they were carrying the ark from one place to the other, and somebody had reached out to touch the ark, and he was floored. He died. Because the ark was so holy, you couldn't even touch the ark, amen? But thank God for Jesus the Christ, that we can come in his presence because of the blood of Jesus. Aren't you glad about it? Hallelujah. I know I am. I know you are. We get excited about Jesus Christ at Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah, because he's doing great things. Well, we are glad, amen? So then it says, and Joshua told the people, he said, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Well, how do we sanctify ourselves? We cannot let we cannot get contaminated with the world, amen? And I know that's more easier said than done, but the only way that we cannot get contaminated or polluted by the world is to stay connected to God. That's the only way. God is the husbandman. Jesus Christ is the vine, and we are the branches. Why am I saying this? Because, you know, we're about to cross over into 2021. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord God. You know, it was a bad year this year. It was bad. You know, some people died to COVID. You know, people are in destitute. People are losing their homes. There's so much stuff going on. There's so much stuff that happened. But God said that we just keep our eyes on him. Hallelujah. Because we have not passed this way before. We're going to go to a new year. But guess what? God is a faithful God. And yet God promised his children. And then we believe God for it. He's going to do it. He just told to stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? In this passage of scripture, when it gets down, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I get excited about the word. Amen. So it says that here, it says in this chapter, it says in 7. Hallelujah. It says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. Why am I saying that? You know, because America, not just America, the whole world, the continent, the countries, we ought to look to God. Hallelujah. Because when we look to God, you know, God begins to show up for his people. He does. You know, we can't depend on the government. We can't depend on them. We can only depend on God. And when he talked about the Levites, all of them taking off over the ark of God and watching the ark there, so we have to keep our eyes on God. Hallelujah. Because God is not going to fail us. He's not. And it talks about ye shall stand still in Jordan. So when they got to the brink, when they got to the river Jordan, they had to put their feet into the river Jordan, and the waters flowed back. And then it goes back into the other scripture in verse 10. It says, and Josh said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Now, we as spiritual leaders, and when I say spiritual leaders, everybody here at Purpose Kingdom Network, we're all spiritual leaders. Everyone who has a calling before God, we are spiritual leaders, and we have a commandment before God. We have to make a difference in the earth. You know, we have to pray and seek God and stand in the gap for America, stand in the gap for the world. We have an obligation, and I believe, God, that we come together with one accord and sanctify ourselves and not get contaminated and polluted with the world. God is going to show up and do wonders among us because he said he would do it. Hallelujah, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then it goes down to verse 10. It says that in Joshua 10, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he was without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites, all those ites. You know what I take them to mean? Anything that comes against the chosen of God that God does not want to be in our lives. Anything. Depression. Unrest, anxious, worry, doubt, fear, sickness, anything that causes God's children not to be at peace or in rest, that's what God has given us a victory over. We need his power. in this passage of scripture, they're talking about Canaan, the promised land. You know what? It was only supposed to take them 11 days. And it turned out to be a 40-year journey. Why? Because of their disobedience and their lack of faith. And they didn't trust God. They didn't. But we have to trust God and know what God promised us. He's going to bring it to pass. I know it don't look good now. I know it may look bleak now because the way the world is right now. But I believe, God, that the children of God that truly believe God, we're going to, our latter days are going to be better than our former days. I believe it. And you have to believe it too. And hold on to what God's promised you. Hallelujah. Won't he do it? God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And I don't want to get all up into this because I know this was the hour of prayer. But if when you have time, go back and you know, when you talk about the Jebusites and the Hittites and the Hittites, they were all descendants of Ham. And Ham was cursed by his father, no, because of what he did. He was cursed. And those are his descendants. Those are his seed. And God has given the children of Israel the promised land because they were his children, his people. And because of their disobedience, all of them didn't enter into the promised land. But God is telling us tonight for his people to stand still and see the salvation of us so we can enter into the promised land. You know, we have our promised land that God promised us. He promised us healing. He promised us deliverance. He promised us victory. He promised us financial freedom. He promised our households will be saved. He promised us that we'll walk in the abundance of fullness that God has promised us. He promised healing. Hallelujah. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God, we praise you. God, we thank you. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for your word. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the last verse, it says, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you enter Jordan. God goes before us, amen. God's already made a way of escape, amen. God's already made healing for his children, amen. God's already made a provision for his children, amen. God already made peace for his children, amen. God's already given rest to his children, amen. God's already met our every need. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. We look to you, Lord. We look to you, oh God. We're holding on to your word. Faithful to you as promised, you'll bring it to pass. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, oh God, we say on your word, Lord, because you are faithful, God. Everything we came into your hands, your faithful cover for me. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Thank you, Lord. I was going on and on because there's no prayer request except for the one that Sister Adrian requested. Amen. Now, before we, oh God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, miracles, signs and wonders for Purpose Kingdom Network. God, miracles, signs and wonders for Purpose Kingdom Network, Lord. Not just Purpose Kingdom Network, all the networks that are representing Jesus Christ, all the networks are sold out for the true and living God. All the networks are wanting to please you, God, because you're God Almighty and you're God all by yourself. Hallelujah. Miracles, signs, and wonders going into 2021 for your people, oh God. Remember Purpose Kingdom Network and all those who are able to shine them. God, we thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. Hallelujah. We're going to do the altar call, amen. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. God, we love you. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, if there's anyone tonight that is listening on the airway and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to open up your heart and let them in. See, there's only two people in the earth believers and non-believers. And each one of them have a decision to make. Hallelujah. If you're a non-believer, we here at Purpose Kingdom Network do all that we can, and we let the Holy Spirit to make you know that there is a true and living God. Not only is there a true and living God, but see, we cannot go to God any old kind of way. We can't. God made the playing field even for level for everyone, and the only way you can get to God is through Jesus Christ, his son. You know what? There's a lot of different religions that talk about God, but this is my question. In the religion that they're talking about, has anyone shed their blood for you? Yes, they both shunned. And anyone that's preaching religion or salvation, the question is, who died for my sins? Who died that I might have eternal life? But here on Purpose Kingdom Network, we tell you who that person is, Jesus the Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You know, you might hear a lot of people say there's many ways to get to God, but I beg to differ. How can there be many ways? How can your view, how can my way be right? How can so-and-so's way be right? How can his way be right? No, it's only one way, and that's through Jesus the Christ. The only way. The only way. God loves you. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. God said he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you want everlasting life, we invite you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's just that simple. If you want to change life, if you want a life that will be changed, if you are tired of being sick and tired, you always hear me say that. If you are tired of being sick and tired and the way your life is going, I ask you to turn your life over to Christ. Because the only thing that's going to last is what you do for Christ. That's the only thing that's going to last. Our houses aren't going to last. Our cars ain't going to last. Our money sure ain't going to last. Our friends ain't going to last. Our families ain't even going to last. The only thing that we do is for Rebo Shandy. The only thing that's permanent, the only thing that's permanent is everlasting life. And if you don't have the assurance that when you close your eyes on this side, that you're going to wake up into paradise, oh, God, oh, God, oh, Lord, oh, God, the world is troubled. Oh, God, Abel Sunday. Oh, God, oh, Lord, oh, God. So if you want the God that we talk about here on Purpose Kingdom Network, I ask you to repeat after me. Father God, because if you made a decision to be born again and accept Jesus Christ, your person say that God is now your Father. You can say, Father God, I repent of my sins. I believe that you love me so much. That you sent your son Jesus to die for me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I'll live for you. Oh, God. If you said that prayer, you're now born again. Welcome into the family of God. Hallelujah. We invite you to tell someone that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because the Word of God says that with your mouth, confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. So the more you confess it, the more you grow closer to God. The more you confess it, there's a yearning that's pulling on the inside to want to get to know God even the more. And told you, and we encourage you to find a church home in your area, our community, a church home that preaches the gospel of Jesus the Christ. If you go somewhere that doesn't preach the gospel, change is not going to happen. But until you, even after you do that, we still invite you to join us here at Purpose Kingdom Network whenever you can. We thank you again for tuning in tonight. And we pray that something has been sung or said or the scripture has been read and the prayer that was prayed is an encouragement to you. Amen. Now we're going to have our announcements before we do the closing prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen. And this is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network. And real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements. Thank you so much, Evangelist Trina, for tonight's message, where it's just sinking in everybody's heart, where we just know that we have to just pray and just bring on, 2020 is something that we want to forget about, but we also want to remember that also with the hopes of 2021. And with that being said, I just want to let everybody know, if you were to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. And also, don't forget, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We invite you to like us on our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements and further announcements that we have throughout the week and the end of the year. Also be on the lookout that we're going to have our end of the year revival, which we always do. And stay tuned and be on the lookout for our announcements for our end of the year revival. We'll let you know when our revival dates start and when it ends. And as usual, it ends on the 31st at midnight. Well, it starts at 11 p.m. and it ends at midnight. And with that being said, just be on the lookout and we'll let you know. Well, God's will and God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the real rap. And that's going to be hosted by Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for real rap. And that's going to be hosted by Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. We hope you let your friends and family members know that we will be broadcasting tomorrow evening and just share with your friends and family members. And we just thank you so much for all those that listen to us, whether you're listening to us online or listening to us via phone. We thank you so much for your support, your listenership, and also your continued fellowship with your friends and family members. We thank you so much. And with that being said, we're going to turn the program back over to Evangelist Trina.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for those announcements, Brother Rob. You know, we are so passionate here at Purpose Kingdom Network. You know, when we do the altar call, it's just like it's just a burden because, you know, we want everyone to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. You know, just like God and Jesus doesn't want anyone to perish and be alienated from Him for eternity. That's what we want here at Purpose Kingdom Network. So we have such a passion. You know, I don't want to sound harsh when I do the altar call, but I just want, and I know we all want people just to know the Jesus that we know, amen, because He is awesome. He's an awesome God. If all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for meeting us here at the appointed time, oh God. God, your word is true, God. We put you as the center of attraction. You are the center of our heart and joy, oh God. So God, we thank you for your presence tonight in song and ministry, God. We thank you for the word, God, because your word gives life. Your word gives encouragement, God. God, we thank you for the prayers that went up. We thank you for the Holy Spirit just taking over and having his way and doing what he wanted to do. system. God, we just thank you for what you're doing on this network. God, we thank you for what you're doing in our families, Lord. God, we even thank you for what you've done and kept us in 2020, God. God, but those some didn't make it, Lord. God, those who are still mourning, God. God, comfort them like only you can. You are the God of all comfort. And God, we ask you, Lord, that those who stand in need of anything, Lord, that's in the need of a miracle, God, that's in the way of anything, Lord, God, you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can even think or ask, oh, God. God, remember your children everywhere, Lord. God, remember us, God. You know what everyone stands in need of. So, God, tonight, as we, everything they naked before your eyes, tonight on the airways, God, give us what we need to go on, God. Give us what we need to be encouraged, Lord. Give us what we need to be strengthened, oh, God. Give us what we need to have our joy restored and our peace given, God. And, God, we are, you already said it's in your word. It's in your son. So, God, draw us closer to thee, Lord. Oh, God. And God, we stand in the gap for our loved ones, Lord. We stand in your word, as for me and my house, we shall be saved. God, you said to train up a child in the way that they should go, and they will, when they're old, they will not depart. We stand in your word, oh, God. Yes, Lord. You are faithful. God, be with our children. Be with our grandchildren. Be with our great-grandchildren, Lord. Be with our legacy, God. You see all things, Lord. You know all things. God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. We lay everything on the altar tonight, oh, God. Everything that pertains to us, oh, God. And, God, some people have prayer requests tonight but didn't want to call in. You know all about it, God. They didn't have to say it, God. But we ask that we be with one accord and come in faith and believe in it. But, God, you already know their heart's desire. You know their cry. You know their need. You see all things. You never saw another. Do you see your eyes look toward the holy behold your creation? We are your greatest creation. So, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And, God, again, remember those who are mourning, God. Remember them, God. Remember them, Michelle. Remember all those who stand. Remember Rebo Shanda. God, remember those who are in the nursing home. God, remember my cousin Vicky, God. You can touch her, Lord. Be with her mind. Be with everything that pertains to her. Be with Aunt Gladys, God. Be with all those, God. Be with Miss Huff, Lord. Be with Pam, God. Remember them, Lord. Remember Asia's prayer request, our Purpose Kingdom Network, her other network, Lord. You heard the prayer, right? Oh, God, we thank you. And God, a special prayer request for Brother Rob's house, Lord. His household, God. Do it for your glory. Do it because you're holy. Do it because you are God. He's faithful, but God, you are a faithful God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, God. God, we can't call it all the Wholesome Purpose Kingdom Network. God, you know all about them, God. But God, in our quiet time, as we call them out, God, you know them name by name. You know their need, Lord. Oh, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, God, you're a good God. You're a faithful God. And, God, as we sleep tonight, God, keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our automobiles covered under the blood of Jesus. God, meet our every need, God. Give us the money to meet bills, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. And God, Remember the wealthy in the land, God. You bless them to be a blessing to the, oh, God. God, some, yes, God, some give, Lord, they do, God. But continue to let them give, God. Let them remember that you're not just concerned about their money, you're concerned about their souls, too. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, oh, God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you. And Jesus' name that we pray. There's power in the name of Jesus. 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 Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You have no power over our family. You have no power over our bodies. You have no power over our finances. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. Hey, Gable Shanda. Great is he was in me and us than he is in the world. I bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. They shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Shackles are broken in the name of Jesus. The captives are set free in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, the Christ. Yes, Ebo Shanda. There's life in the name of Jesus, the Christ. Yes, Lord Ebo Shanda. Oh, God, the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ, he let me have life in them more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. We know who we are in God. We know who we are in God. We know who we are in God. Thank you, Lord. God, help us to remember to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You are faithful, God, to all those who believe. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, God, for hearing our prayer. And Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen. Every believing heart say amen. And every heart that loves God say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in tonight. May God continue to bless you and have a sweet rest in Jesus. And wake up tomorrow morning with a new determination to want to run on and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you. We love you, and God loves you more. And hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow tonight. Hallelujah. With Evangelist Todd on the airwaves. Thank you for joining in. Good night, and God bless you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.